I guess it was like we went to the, when the Rays went to the World Series, when the Bucks won the Super Bowl. People were very, very excited. It was more than just a grocery store for that community. Now, as you know, originally that community was asking for four basic necessities that everyone else in every other neighborhood takes for granted: a post office, a bank, a grocery store, and then a restaurant. And, you know, as you know, we opened Sylvia's restaurant in the Midtown community. We had a GTE Federal Credit Union there, and we also had the post office up on 16th Street. And then we had a Sweet Bay, but then subsequently, when I guess the economy took this toll, the Sweet Bay pulled out. But now that Walmart's back, I mean, it's a good joy for that community, which was, for the lack of a better word, a food desert. There's nothing else there.
Right. Yeah, food desert is definitely the word that you hear most frequently used for this neighborhood. Why is it such a big deal that it's not anymore?
Well, because now the people can travel and they can get fresh fruits and vegetables right in their community. Some can walk, which is the only means of transportation they had. You know, being born and raised in St. Petersburg, that area of town was always a walking area. 22nd Street or the Deuces Live was mostly walking area. And a lot of people live in that area that don't have cars. They use the mass transit or the PSTA bus, if you will. And they have to travel outside of the area just to get food. Fresh fruits and vegetables.
So there's a post office now, there's a restaurant, and now there's a grocery store. What's next for Midtown? What do they still need? What are you going to work towards next?
What we're working on now is starting to get more employment. This Walmart, this neighborhood Walmart, just opened it and provided 130 jobs and currently hiring for overnight stocking. It's not going to be open 24 hours like the regular Walmart model. This one will be open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. But it was much needed jobs. When that Sweet Bay closed, 78 jobs went poof, they were gone. You know what I'm saying? Those people were working there. You know, some of them, a lot of them full time, some part time, providing for their families and paying their mortgages and everything. So it was major catastrophic to the community.